Hey, Yael, did you hear we have a new neighbor?
Neighbor? I haven't noticed anyone moving in, Don.
Oh, not here in the office. It's a new galaxy in our galactic neighborhood.
It's not really a new galaxy, is it?
You're right about that. The galaxy has been there for eons, but it's so small we've just discovered it.
If I remember correctly, the Milky Way galaxy is part of a cluster of more than 50 galaxies.
That's right. Our neighborhood includes the famous Andromeda galaxy that we see in many photos, as well as other smaller objects. A Russian-American team using the Hubble Space Telescope has been painstakingly reviewing the telescope's data to map our cluster. Now we have a tiny dwarf galaxy to add to our neighborhood list. The new galaxy, named KKS3, can be found in the southern sky near the constellation of Hydrus.
It must be small if it's a dwarf.
KKS3 is what's called a dwarf spheroidal galaxy. It's so tiny that its stars have only 1/10,000th of the mass of the Milky Way. Unlike Andromeda and our galaxy, it doesn't have spiral arms. Dwarf galaxies also don't have enough gas and dust needed for the formation of new stars. They tend to be made up of older and fainter stars.
What happened to the dust and gas?
Scientists believe that dwarf galaxies are found near much bigger ones because all the gas and dust have been sucked out by the larger galaxies.
You're saying the Milky Way is a thief?
It's entirely possible.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.